It's been a week since the spectacular closing ceremony of the Olympic Games in London. The medals have been won, and the Olympic flag is now in Rio de Janeiro. James Parker is the Catholic Executive Coordinator of the London Olympics and Paralympic Games 2012. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about some of the highlights of the sporting event and how preparations are going for the Paralympics.
James, it's hard to believe that the first portion of this mega event is now over. How happy are you with how the Olympic Games went?
Well, we're absolutely delighted with the way that that everything's gone. Clearly, in the last two or three years, there have been so many question marks over what the Olympic Games will be like. And for local people, they said, you know, oh, there'll be terrible traffic, you won't be able to move anywhere, and the whole area of security, you know, there's much more likely to be at risk of perhaps some form of terrorist action, etc. And yet, the absolute opposite of all these things has happened. The streets have been very quiet. There's been a great sense of friendliness, not just among the athletes themselves and the pictures we've seen of the Olympic stadium and of the events, but also on the streets of London themselves. There's been a real sense of warmth between communities. And there's been hardly any traffic at all. People have been using the transport system. It's run very, very smoothly, and people have been making great friendships there. But above all, there's been an immense sense of peace about the whole event. So we're just really delighted with the way everything's gone.
Any particular highlight for you?
Well, there's been a number of highlights, certainly from the church's perspective. Probably the greatest highlight has been something called the Joshua Camp, the international camp that we held for several hundred young people from 21 countries from across the world. And they met together for the last 2 weeks of the Games itself, 13 days in total, actually. And the sense of community that they have built up with one another has been a microcosmos of what's been happening in and around the athlete village and among the different families and different foreign visitors that have come here to London as well. And what's been, I think, most remarkable and, say, a particular highlight for me and for the work the Catholic Church has been doing in London and across the nation is the fact that people, it reminds us that people really are open to the gospel. They long to have somebody to listen to them. They long to be able to have the opportunity to meet with the person of Jesus Christ. And so the key outreach work that the Joshua Camp has been doing, they've been holding something called Night Fever in many of the churches around London, which has been an opportunity to approach people on the street in a very non-threatening way, to offer them a candle and to say, would you like to just come and light a candle and to leave your experience of the Games, you know, in the hands of God? And many people have responded to this and have come in and they've spent time just kneeling or sat before the Blessed Sacrament and just adoring Jesus. And it's not just Catholics that have been doing this, but we've seen people from atheist countries coming into our churches wanting to do the same. We've had Muslims coming in, lighting candles and sitting before the Blessed Sacrament. We've had people with incredible stories, people opening up about their sexual abuse for the first time and weeping before the Blessed Sacrament, weeping in the presence of Jesus about this. And one particular, highlight, but just a beautiful sight was a whole family that came in, dad and mum, and an older daughter and younger son. And together as a family, they wept before the Blessed Sacrament. We don't know what their story is, but just to see this family united, their hearts clearly engaging with Jesus Christ. So there's been lots of sporting highlights, but we've also very much seen God at work among local people and visitors to London as well.
It has been noted and remarked upon the quiet faith of many of the athletes from different faiths. And we remember seeing one Ethiopian athlete holding up a picture of the Madonna and Child, which she kind of carried with her almost during the race, and an Irish athlete, a boxer, who thanked God for her win.
Mm, that's correct. I mean, in some way, people have, in the UK, these are being known as the friendly or the golden games. Friendly, clearly, because people have been so friendly. And golden, because Britain's never had so many gold itself. And you know, well done to the Irish team for their amazing success as well. But actually, these could probably also be called the faith games, because we have seen so many people witnessing to their faith and recognizing that actually being in the world now of professional sport and professional athletics is probably more grueling than it's ever been. And therefore, to be able to be to live truly holistically the life of a professional sportsman or woman demands something more than just skills and fitness. And we're seeing, again, people truly leaning on their faith. And it's great to see people just witnessing to their faith in a time when there's many in the world who want to turn around and say, you know, there's no such thing as a faith life, and it has no place within sort of the social aspect of society. And yet we're seeing that manifest more than ever before. And God bless Meseret Defar, the Ethiopian athlete. And at the end of a 5,000 grueling meters, almost a sprint around the track, you know, 12 or more times, and then she thanks our Blessed Mother and Jesus himself, and wants the whole world to say thank you to him as well. So, yeah, maybe these really have been the faith games.
Lord Sebastian Coe, who's been, of course, the key organiser of the Olympic Games, he was talking about, he was delighted at the wins that certainly Team GB had, but he also looked upon it as looking for a new generation of athletes, that this could motivate them.
That's right, indeed he has. And certainly there's that feel among our own young people here in Britain itself that, you know, that sport isn't just something that's hard work at school, but that actually there are some great benefits and great rewards to it. And that's not just from a social perspective, but more than anything from a personal perspective, and that they can actually be fun. We had the opportunity to hold a festival less than a mile away from the Olympic Park itself last weekend for many of the children from the East End of London, many of whom would have no access whatsoever to the games because they come from such a poor background. And so the Catholic Church hosted a free festival for anybody and everybody, and that included entry, the food, the games, the face painting, the football, the bouncy castles, everything else. And what happened at the end of that festival is I heard what one young lady say to her mum, "Mum, you know, can you please make sure I don't watch too much TV? Because I want to be able to run faster than I've ever run before." And so we're hoping that through our work in the church and through the images on the television screens as well, is that this really will inspire a generation of young people, not just to engage in sport, but to recognize that all the nations of the world are their brothers and sisters and are of equal value and probably also have hidden potential in them as well. So, I mean, the games are the only time when the entire world comes together just for fun without a specifically political agenda. And I think we're going to see a rich outcome from these games, particularly here in London, but hopefully across the world itself as well.
The Games, they're not over. We have the Paralympic Games coming up at the end of the month. The Olympic Games were highly praised. They've been seen as a very successful Games. Do you think that this will help Paralympic athletes going into their Games?
Well, I had the opportunity to talk to a couple of Paralympians in recent days. And there are a number of different, quite a bit of publicity around the UK that is saying, thank you for the Olympic Games. Now let the real games begin. And there's a real strong sense of excitement in the hearts of people about the Paralympics, because we know that this isn't just extraordinary sport as the Olympics have been, but it's almost sort of super extraordinary sport, if I can say that, because we know that that every one of the Paralympians has in some way had to overcome their own obstacles and their own challenges in life to be able to get where they are. Not only have they become professionals in sport, but they've had to do that with a body that sometimes doesn't quite operate as they would hope or expect it to. So we long for and are very much awaiting with great anticipation the Paralympic Games. And a little bit like the wedding feast at Cana of Galilee, where the best wine was saved until last, we're hoping that in some way the Paralympic Games might just be a manifestation truly of the dignity of every human person's body, and the fact that within each one of us there is hidden potential that God wishes to call forth.
Looking at the Paralympic Games, as I said, they're happening at the end of the month. How are the preparations going? Probably during the Olympics and the start of the Olympics, you got over any humps and bumps that there may have been. Obviously, this may be even smoother now.
Well, we've got a real sense as to what to expect. We do know, of course, that the Paralympics are a much smaller event for our city and for Britain as a nation generally than the Olympic Games are. But in some way, because it's such so much fewer athletes that will be competing, I think there's going to be a greater sense of community and even intimacy that exist around those games. So, preparations are going really, really well for that. And for us, as a Catholic community, because we've had an opportunity to taste of what it's like to be dealing with so many nations, both living in London but also visiting London as well, is we've got we're much better planned, really, to be able to reach out and to welcome and to touch the hearts and lives of those who'll be here.
One final question, James. Obviously, the gold, silver and bronzes were given out during these games, but there were also other awards, and I'm talking about the Eric Liddell Award. Many people will remember Eric Liddell and the legacy of Eric Liddell from the film Chariots of Fire. That's how he really came to note. He was the man that refused to run on a Sunday.
That's correct.
And he won the 400 metres. Can you tell us about this award?
What's happened is in previous years at the Super Bowl in America, the Americans have presented an award to different athletes, sporting personalities, who have not just excelled on their track or on the field or in their own sport, but have also borne a strong witness to Jesus Christ and, to some extent, exemplify the Christian sportsman or woman. So it was decided this time round to use the Olympic Games here in London to be able to present a special award specifically for Olympians and Paralympians. So last week and the last few days, just before the end of the Olympics, is the Eric Liddell Award was presented here in London to Brian Clay, an outstanding gold medal decathlete from America, and also to Debbie Flood, two times silver Olympic medalist and five times world gold medalist in rowing. So these two individuals were given a presentation to thank them for how they've borne witness to Jesus Christ in their own lives, and to also really to encourage others who've got a strong faith in Jesus to be able to stand up and not to be afraid, really, of talking about him and about the role of Jesus in their day-to-day lives. So we feel very honoured here in the UK to have been able to host this award the first time round, and we very much look forward to who will be winning that and be awarded with that at previous games in the future.